episode 905, How to Learn from Your Failures.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. I hope you are having an extraordinary week. It is the first day of the week. It's Monday. Are you ready? Maybe you feel like it's Manic Monday. Well, you know what? It's Mindset Monday here, and we're talking about how to learn from your failures. We all have failures, so we're going to talk about how to pick yourself back up and get moving forward. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. It seems in life, you get knocked down more than you succeed. With any knockdown or knockout, how to learn from your failures is going to pick you back up and get you going in the direction you need to be headed. And what does that really mean? Success is yours to claim. We all want to be successful, but with one success, many failures precede it. You got to be realistic. We're all about being realistic here at Create Your Now. We don't paint these beautiful portraits that say, oh, it's going to end up exactly how you thought it. It may, but you've probably gone through 20,000 detours to get to where you want to be. And then guess what? It just continues because you go on. It's all about the journey. It's not about the destination. And we have to really think about that because our mind, when we talk about thinking, come on, wrap your thoughts around this and kind of bear in with me here. Your thoughts matter. Your words have power. And it all starts there because then it's whether or not, well, if you're using the right words, you're going to be able what? To make the right choices and actions to go forward. Think about your definition of success, your definition of failure. Both of those are self-prescribed. And what I mean by that is you determine the parameters of how you see and define and view success and failure. You determine those words, those thoughts, the actions or lack thereof that you do or not take. Think about this. What you do and accomplish from your failures is greater than what you would ever gain from your success. Drop the mic. Yeah. So let's really break this apart. What you do and accomplish from your failures, you know you're going to have them, right? We already said that. Be realistic. Is greater than what you would ever gain from success. God could give you everything you wanted right now, this instant, with a blink of our eyes. Now, that should kind of make you quiver a little bit, make you a little nervous. Talk about fear. Okay, I would fear that. Would I love the idea of getting everything I want right now? Yes. Would I be overwhelmed? Oh, yeah. Would I be fearful? Oh, yeah. Do you think that all of the things that happen with you in your journey is the same thing you would happen right to you right now if God gave you everything you wanted? It would. So that's why he doesn't do it. He wants to stretch you. He wants to grow you. And where do we need the growth the most? Our mindset. We are our own worst enemies when it comes to our own thoughts. Because we lay there at night, what do you talk about? Oh, you talk about all these things that happened and you make them bigger than what they really are. Remember you caught that fish that was just a little bluegill that was maybe about 4.5, maybe 5 inches long. But as you continue to think about it, oh no, it was like a foot long. You make it worse than what it is. Now, I know a bigger fish would be better, right? But a failure, a bigger failure, maybe not so much. It stops you. It sets you back. How to learn from your failures. How do you move forward so you don't get stuck? Because remember, getting stuck is your acceptance to the failure and you settling in on the failure. You're saying, yeah, this is as far as you can go. I'm okay with right here. Think back. How many times have you been in that situation looking for a new job? In your marriage, you're like, I can't go anymore. I can't give any more to this relationship. I've given all I can. Really? Did you give all you could? I can answer that question and say, no, I didn't. There are times I'm like, oh, I can't give any more. There's just no way. Oh, yeah, there's more to give. dig deeper, go wider. You see, God wants to mold you and make you. And he does it, yes, he does it through our failures. And you say, well, that's uncomfortable. Yeah, it is uncomfortable. We don't like it. We only want to be successful because we think success is ultimately what we're after, but it's not. I'm here to tell you it's not. It's about the journey, not the destination. So you don't want to get stuck because you're ready to impact. You're ready to live. You're ready to love. So go back. How do you learn from your failures? If you stop here, you're finished. Maybe you're at that point right now in your life that you're like, I can't go any further. There's no way I'm going to reach the goal weight and how to be healthy the way I want to be. I just can't do it. I've been trying for 5 years, Christine. There's no way. Maybe you've been working on that business and it's been 3 to 5 years, 3 to 5 months. And you're like, I can't give any more. I've tapped into all my resources. My mind's about done. Well, guess what? You're stuck. And when you're stuck, you say, I'm finished. This is it. And you close your mind. You close your mind. You see, it's our thoughts that stop us. Whoa. You know this, but I'm here to remind you. One would say this is common sense, but not common practice. We've got to get common practice happening. We have to begin to build consistency. Why? Because you want more than where you are right now. Whatever that more is, what is it for you? Think about it right now. What is it? Is it a better job? Is it a bigger business? You want to help more people. You want to be healthier. You want to be a better wife, a better parent. What is it for you that you want more of, that you want to change? How to learn from your failures? Here is the KISS to Keep It Simple strategy. You fail forward and start fresh. It's the fresh start with one step. The fresh start. Everybody wants a fresh start. Well, guess what? You get it every single time you fail. And guess what? You already failed today. Maybe you didn't get up when your alarm clock went off. Maybe you slept in a little bit longer. Maybe you didn't clean the house last night, so now you've got that chore list added to your to-do list. Not fun on a holiday weekend, but you got to do it anyway, right? It's the fresh start, and it starts with you. So let's break it down. F, yes, forgive the failures. Forgive the failures. Forgiveness is huge. And if you don't use it on yourself, you'll never be able to extend it to somebody else. I know, been there. And I'm telling you, once when you learn how to forgive the failures, you can move on. You won't get stuck because it's all about the next step. So forgive the failures. R, reset the goals. When we fail, we just freak out. Failure brings freaking out. We're like, oh my gosh, I didn't plan this. Oh no, you didn't, but yet you did. Yeah, I know, that's going a little bit deeper. Now we're going to leave that for another episode. But sometimes we actually plan our failures because our mind has already been there. And so we have already blocked ourselves from getting further. You see why we're our worst enemy? I know this is deep, but stick with me here. You want to be your best selfie. You want to push yourself to the edge. You got to use the fresh start, and you're going to use it all the time. So reset the goals. Whatever it is that you're working on, maybe you're one that sees the big picture. That's what stumps me all the time. I see the really big picture, and I know where I'm at right now, but I don't always see every step in between. Sometimes I skip a few. And sometimes skipping a few steps, have you tried to do that on water? What happens? You fall in. There's a failure. I fall many, 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 many times. So I got to get back up and I got to reset the goal. I got to reanalyze it and figure it out. So reset the goals. E in fresh. Embrace the change. We don't like change. We are habitual creatures. We really are. We talk like we want change. And we talk it really big. I know. Right now you're thinking, oh yeah, I want to be this happy, healthy person. And I've got the rest of this year. And I don't want to wait for New Year's to come along to make all these changes. I want it to start now. Well, you wanted that 6 months ago. You wanted that a year ago. You wanted that 3 years ago. How's it working for you? We all talk big when it comes to change, but we don't embrace it. We run from it. So I'm telling you to embrace it. Accept it. Know that it's going to be tough. Then S, simplify the plan. You know that's all about our KISS, right? The keep it simple strategy. Simplify the plan. We're so good at making things so super complicated. We overcomplicate things. 2 + 2 = 4. No matter how you look at it, 1 + 1 + 1 + 1 = 4. 0.5 + 0.5, I can go on and on, still equals 4. You have to begin to break it down, simplify the plan. Stop trying to be so complicated. Stop trying to what? Skip the steps. I know we like shortcuts, but you can't. Don't. Simplify the plan, because you know what? God's got something secret hidden in there that you're going to learn. You may have no idea what's coming around the corner, but he does. Let him do his job. Simplify the plan. And H, harvest the best. And that means take what you have learned from in your failures and use that to propel you forward. Harvest the best of what you can give. Ask for other people's help. If you don't know something, don't sit there and always try to figure it out yourself. Reach out for help so they can help you harvest the best of who you are. That's what you want to cultivate. It's the fresh start with one step that leads you to miles of greatness. Maybe you want help with this. I would love to help you. That's why I coach people around the world. Click on the link, take aim. That will begin our conversation. You get a coaching call complimentary with me. We'll set it up. We can do it over the phone or via Skype, whatever fits in your schedule with what you have. Most of us have a phone. But I want to work with you. No charge. It's free. So you have to take the first step to get to where you want to go. Click on the link, take aim. And that will begin our conversation. The fresh start comes from your mindset. When you want to throw in the towel and quit, you've just said yes to fail. Yep, that's it. I'm good with this. And you're going no further. You're going to stop. And you're going to embrace that more than anything else. You're going to say, oh, yeah, I know what it's like. I failed so many times in my life. Think about it. Right now, you can think of 400 or 500 times you have failed in your life. And for me to ask you to come up with 10 successes, most of it's going to be from somebody else rewarding you, not you looking at yourself saying that was a success in my life. When you fail forward and start fresh, that's when your failures are now your greatest lessons learned, and success is yours to claim. Ultimately, that's what we want. And you're not doing this alone, because God's got you. He wants you to claim success. He wants to help you. Don't shut him out. Because think about it. How do you feel when you think of the failures that way? When you actually say, okay, I can do this, a fresh start. I can fail forward. I can take these lessons that I learned from failure, and they can be my greatest reward, and success is mine to claim. How does that make you feel? Whoop, whoop, toot your own horn, right? It makes you feel good. It makes you want to go forward, to move ahead. Where's your mindset today? I'm telling you, you're a success already. But you got to have the fresh start all the time when you fail. Pick yourself back up. Forgive, reset, embrace, simplify, and harvest, because ultimately you matter. Start fresh. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.